Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm on the other side of the microphone, meaning I'm asking the questions this time, and oh, have mercy for the airwaves. I spent 20 years in Music City, wrote and made some hits, traveled the world, and then moved my family back to the birthplace of American music and where the magnolia trees prosper. And now every time I put my feet on Mississippi soil, when I'm off the road, well, I'm at peace. On this show, it's all about hearing the story straight from the mouths of the friends I've made along the way, their journey to success. Heck, there might be someone on, I don't even know, but you know how us Mississippi types are. We tend to take well to new company. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. I'm Steve Azar.
It's just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no worries, it's how life goes, baby. In a Mississippi Minute.
Hey folks, I'm Steve Azar. It's time for yet another In a Mississippi Minute. Don't forget, well, first of all, thanks for tuning in. I really appreciate you guys. And as always, you'll hear me preaching the good word of visitmississippi.org. Check it out. With over 80 films, today's guest's acting career has been filled with prolific diversity from film, television, master of ceremonies, the stage, musically as well, and commercials. Both dramatic and comedic, he has played a wide range of characters from a priest to military general, detective, doctor, therapist, vagrant, baseball coach to starship commander, CEO, dad, grandpa, mafia kingpin, and record producer, which are sometimes is one and the same. Okay, equally matched as a musician, and you can dig this, and you know I dig it, because he is a musician, and world class he is. He's performed internationally as a pianist, vocalist, arranger, producer, and conductor, as well as film, TV, composer, and studio musician. He was the conductor for legendary Miss Peggy Lee for 11 years. He's performed and toured alongside with Etta James, Andy Williams, the Mamas and the Papas, Sha-Na-Na, Paul Williams, Chuck Mangione, Connie Stevens, and Gordon Goodwin, who's spent two Mississippi Minutes with me. There's many more. His Nights of Swing project is one of his latest. Vimeo on demand, having produced, arranged, orchestrated, directed, and acted in the feature film as King Arthur. The action chronicles the journey of a young group of high school jazz musicians whose dream is to form a really cool swinging big band, set all the way back in 1947. For a lot of you guys that know me, we are jazz junkies. We live for it. It's what's playing in the background beyond these studio doors as we speak. Every morning to coffee, every night to wine. So let's just get to it right now with Emilio Palame. Emilio.
Good morning, Steve.
Hey, good morning, buddy. Are you in Los Angeles?
Yes, I am. And just real quick, the name of the movie is Knights of Swing, spelled K-N-I-G-H-T-S.
Knights of Swing, like a knight, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. See that? Some
no
of my
problem.
Information that I dig up is, you know, I screw up during these interviews all the time. Everybody's used to it. They're always checking me, I go a little sideways.
No, so, your introduction was very complimentary. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. So, Emilio, talk to me about growing up. I always like to dig back into the rearview mirror. It can be a cliche for my listeners, but for me, it's always good to understand when the arts started to make its way into your being. And I want to know, was it music or the stage first as far as theater, possibly?
No, it was definitely music. My career started, well, my love for music started when I was around five. And I was playing the piano, and a neighbor down the street had a big upright piano in their garage. And I started playing on it, and the sound of it, and just making chords and notes just got me. And I begged my parents to get me a piano, and fortunately they found a used piano and they got it for me. I started playing on my own a little bit, and then I joined a rock group with some friends of mine when I was in sixth grade, a band called the Magical Staircase. But we played at the YMCA dances and backyard parties and stuff. But I didn't play an instrument. I was the lead singer of the band, and we had two guitars and bass and drums. We played a lot of songs by the Rolling Stones, the Beatles, and then we started getting into more R&B and soul music. And then I started playing the organ. My aunt Carol, who lived next door to us, had a Baldwin Acrosonic organ, and we carted that thing around up 15 stairs from their basement, rented a truck, a small van, and went around and played with that, and I ended up doing that until in through high school. Eventually, I studied formally enough to learn some classical pieces to be able to get accepted into Fredonia State University, which is just outside of Buffalo, New York. And then I went to school there for 5 years. I got my degree in my Bachelor of Arts degree in music. But the thing that was the most interesting part of being at Fredonia State University was I ran the jazz ensemble program. I was in the first band, first big band that they had when I was a freshman, and then I ran the second band when I was a sophomore. And then my junior, senior, and graduate year, I ran the entire program, culminating in 1977, winning Outstanding Composer Arranger and Outstanding Keyboardist at the famous Notre Dame Jazz Festival in 1977.
Wow.
And then the blizzard of 77, Steve, happened in Buffalo, New York, and I couldn't take being in the snow anymore. And so I packed up everything and moved to Southern California, and the rest is history.
So tell me this. You grew up in northern New York, the Rochester, Buffalo area, upstate?
Yeah, in Buffalo. I grew up in Buffalo, okay. And then I went to school in Fredonia, which is about 45 miles outside of Buffalo.
Let me tell you, the first time that I ever played Buffalo, obviously I played Rochester a lot, but when I got to Buffalo and then I crossed over to Niagara Falls, I was freaked out. You know, a kid from Mississippi, and you just looking at that. And I'm over the top when I see redwoods, or I'm in Oregon and I'm coming across the bridge and I see these incredible mountains that just are straight up, and you know, they look like they're swallowing you up while you're driving. I drive my band crazy, my family crazy. Look at that. But Niagara Falls, I think I'm still staring at it after all these years. It's just incredible.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, it is incredible.
All right, so
it's amazing to see it when it's all frozen too.
No, I haven't seen that. So what's that like? The water stops?
The surface water is all stopped, but you can hear it underneath.
Wow.
Going. It's pretty amazing, really.
Unbelievable. So do you get back home ever, reminisce, think about making a film, maybe back growing up? You talk about this film now, Nights of Swing. Does it have anything to do about you growing up?
Not really. Actually, the gentleman who was the creator of the Knights of Swing, it's somewhat autobiographical. Our executive producer, Roland Jacks, it's somewhat autobiographical because he grew up. He's actually 88 years old right now, and we've been friends for 21 years. And I've done several projects for him over the years, musically and theatrically. And the Knights of Swing he was actually in a band in 1947 called the Knights of Swing, And the lead character in the movie is loosely based on his experiences in high school, playing in the Knights of Swing and going and winning the Battle of the Band.
I love talking to Emilio Palame. When jazz seeps in, I'm just looking at all the acts you've played with, so many commercial acts like Paul Williams and Andy Williams, the Mamas and the Papas. I'm just looking at all this. Then I see Chuck Mangione, of course. But still, though, and I know Gordon's background, I mean, this is pretty dang diverse. And as a musician, you're either a jazz musician or you're not, and you're nothing else. How have you been able to run the gamut genre-wise?
Well, that's a really interesting question, Stephen. For me, I've always had very eclectic taste in music. And as I mentioned earlier, growing up, I played pop and rock bands. And little by little, I gravitated towards jazz because it's sort of the culmination of all the talents that you gain as a musician to be able to improvise and play. And I just had a real affinity for it. And then I really got into big band jazz from listening to bands like Blood, Sweat, and Tears and Chicago and Tower Power. And then I really got into Count Basie, and especially when I was in college, the Thad Jones Mel Lewis Orchestra from New York, which was sort of like an intellectual version of Count Basie. Count Basie had that swing, had that soul, and these Thad Jones, because he played in Count Basie's band, took his arranging skills and formed his own big band that was a little bit more esoteric than Count Basie's band, and I gravitated towards that somewhat complicated yet really still swinging style of harmony and melody and groups of instruments playing together like he did it. So he was my idol for big band.
It's just amazing.
Go ahead.
I was going to say it's amazing because you're prolific at all of it, and that's just, it's almost unseen I got to tell you, in our business, you know, you go in the studio in Nashville and you'll grab a certain drummer, you know, one of the five or six A guys, or and the same with any instrument, and you want this thing that they do that's gonna,
right,
you know, that's gonna help paint the song that you write in sort of the direction that you want. You got this blank canvas and you know what you're going to look for. But with that said, with you and your studio musician, how far do you go as far as recording from jazz? Have you recorded a bunch of jazz records as well as pop records and rock records? And
absolutely, yeah. I recorded around, I think, 15 or 20 albums with a guitarist named Grant Geisman, who played with Chuck Mangione, and he also wrote the music for Two and a Half Men and for Mike and Molly. Got fantastic guitarist, and we recorded those albums. He always recorded live, and in fact, that's where I met Gordon Goodwin. Gordon Goodwin and I both played keyboards on Grant's albums in the first three or four albums that he did, and so we got to be bandmates and friends at the same time. Wow. During that.
Wow. Emilio Palame is my guest today. He does it all. You're in a Mississippi Minute. I'm Steve Azar on Super Talk. Don't go nowhere. While you do think you're going somewhere, go to visitmississippi.org. That's your next destination. It's all outside your front door. We'll be right back.
From the SeabrookPaint.com Weather Center, I'm Bob Sullender. For all your paint and coating needs, go to SeabrookPaint.com. Today, a 40% chance of rain, mostly sunny, high near 93. Tonight, a slight chance of showers, partly cloudy, low around 67. Your finally Friday, a 30% chance of rain, mostly sunny conditions, high near 90 degrees. And for your Saturday, a 50-50 shot of the wet stuff, mostly sunny, high near 89. This weather forecast has been brought to you by our friends at RJ's Outboard Sales and Service at 1208 Old Fannin Road. RJ's Outboard Sales and Service, your Yamaha outboard dealer in Brandon.
A Complete Flag Source is proud to announce that Mississippi has a new state flag. We are taking orders now for all sizes of the newly designed State of Mississippi flag. Flags are in production, and soon you can be flying one at your home, school, or business. Place your order by emailing at sales@completeflags.com, calling our store at 601-362-9333, or finding us on the web at completeflags.com. Have you paid a visit to our store? A Complete Flag Source is located at 5295 I-55 North, Jackson. Too far to visit? Give us a call at 601-362-9333 with your order or questions. Thank you for shopping local and supporting a Mississippi-owned business.
For all your glass needs, call Venable Glass Services, Glass Networks. They're going to try and steer you to use their own glass shop. Well, you can tell your insurance you want to use Venable Glass, and there'll be no additional cost to them to get the highest quality glass. Venable Glass is locally owned and operated, and they do windshield replacement and rock repair right there in their shops. Or they'll even come to you in the Tri-County area for free. That's right, free mobile service. At Venable Glass, they also do frameless and frame shower doors, mirrors cut to size and installed, picture frame glass, tables, desks, tops, insulated glass, plexiglass, commercial storefronts, and heavy equipment glass. Venable Glass. They'll come out and give you a free estimate. They want to work hard for your business. Venable Glass. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Hey, there's two locations too, in Ridgeland at 660 Highway 51 North and Brandon at 209 Woodgate Drive South in Cross Gates. Check them out on the web at VenableGlass.com. Remember, for all your glass needs, call Venable Glass Services. 601-605-4444.
So how do you know if you have hail damage? Not all roof damage can be spotted from the ground. Gallo here. From experience, believe me, you need a pro that you can trust to give you an honest assessment of your roof. There's no better team than Watkins Construction and Roofing. You can trust them to give you an honest evaluation. The Watkins team will answer your call 24/7 and give you a complimentary roof inspection and estimate. Plus, count on them to get back with you as fast as the next business day. Financing is available. Count on the pros. Watkins, 601-966-8233.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Emilio Palame is my guest today. I've been practicing saying his name. I know Azar is difficult at times. I've heard it said Azar, Azair, Azar. And it used to work me up in sports, and I would I'd kind of light it up at that point. But with that said, I got over it because you get to certain parts of the world, forget certain parts of the world. If you go to Boston, how are they going to say your name? That's what I want to know, Emilio. What would they say? It's not even close. Well, you're close being grown up in Buffalo. You guys have your own thing. But you go to different parts of the world. If you're in Mississippi, it's going to be a totally different trip. I'm doing my best, but I'm really excited to have you on my show. Mississippi.
I'm excited to be here.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. Mississippi is the birthplace of American music, and we celebrate that. You know, you know our history here. Have you ever spent any time playing gigs here? Have you worked with any Delta blues artists from BB to Albert to in your time? R.L. Burnside. Dorothy Moore. I mean, has there ever been a time that you've crossed paths musically with any of our heroes?
I unfortunately have not. The closest I get to that is you know, my work with Miss Peggy Lee, who was originally from North Dakota, mm-hmm. But she traveled the world, you know, with Benny Goodman and all of the orchestras that she played with. But no, I don't have experience, although I do play the blues and have played in many different blues bands. I didn't have the pleasure of being part of that scene, unfortunately.
Right. Well, but you played in blues bands. I love that. So compare playing blues to jazz, and what are the common threads? You know, because to me, jazz is just so intricate. It's got, if you're really good, it's got some grease on it, but not as much grease as in the blues, right? And maybe not as much on the backbeat. To you, what's the difference when you're engaged?
Well, I think people have different impressions about what jazz is and what it does. There's definitely many different forms of jazz, from jazz blues, blues rock, blues jazz, big band jazz, and then there's bebop and progressive jazz, and then there's avant-garde jazz. So I never really got into the avant-garde jazz. I'm much more of a melodic person, which is, I think that my approach to playing jazz comes from a blues base. I played with some really soulful musicians in Buffalo, and you couldn't just rattle off a bunch of notes and they'd laugh you off the stage. You had to put your, like you said, you have to put your grease and your soul into it, and that's, I approach jazz from that standpoint, and I approach my big band arranging and orchestrating from that blues-based feeling. So it's a lot more soulful. It's a lot more heartfelt. It's a lot less intellectual. Even though what I was saying as far as Thad Jones' music was, the arrangements were more intellectual, but it still had that soul and swing. And that's where I come from. So there's not a far distance between playing jazz blues or just blues or country blues. You know, I've had to do play country sessions out here in Los Angeles for different people and, you know, singer-songwriters. And if you're sensitive and you're aware to what the song is, I always try to play whatever I can that fits the song, not what makes me sound good.
Right.
And of course, when you do play what fits the song, it does make you sound good.
Yeah.
And that was one of the reasons why Peggy Lee liked having me as her accompanist for 11 years, because unlike some of the other pianists that she had and had fired subsequently before I got the gig with her, I played what was necessary and not a bunch of frilly stuff. And she liked that a lot because it made my accompaniment for her about her, not about me.
Yeah, yeah. Emilio Palame is my guest today. And, I mean, first of all, our blues is in it all. Our blues is in it all musically. It's there.
Yeah.
You know, it's where it all began. And, you know, I grew up 100%. Behind my dad's liquor store, 10 years old. Eugene Powell, who was Sonny Boy Nelson, would let me hang out. That's when I got hooked. It was over. And just being around Little Milton and Sam Chapman and Son Thomas, and there's this incredible blues legacy of guys that didn't have a lot. You know, now Little Milton was very successful. Of course, Albert and B.B. were very successful. B.B. the most, the king of the blues. But, you know, he learned from some of the greats. So it's he just took it to the world, and what a great guy he was. But, you know, I've always found that looking back, and this is a question for you, the real humble folks that are successful, I feel like it goes hand in hand. You know, people talk about our business when we're growing up. Oh, you don't want to be in that business. You don't want to be in business. I've met the greatest people in the world in our business. I've met some bad, people that you want to turn and run. You know, I think I met the devil once or twice. But in overall for you, how has it been on your journey as far as relationships?
Well, I've been very fortunate to have mentors, people that I looked up to who took me under their wing, both as jazz musicians, musicians in general, and people in the, because I do a lot of engineering, recording, producing, I learned from some really great engineers that were kind enough to tell me what they were doing. A lot of times engineers are kind of stuck up and they'll,
you're right.
You know, that's my job. You produce, you arrange, I do the sound. But I was fortunate to work with some really great people that I would say, you know, well, what are you doing right there to get that to sound like that? And they were kind enough to actually teach me. So being in the studios for decades and having engineers before modern recording is what it is now, where I have my own recording studio at my house.
Yeah.
Before I had that, I was going to a lot of the different studios here in Los Angeles, and I was very fortunate to have engineers who were willing to teach me.
To give you
and
that
I
time.
I certainly was willing to learn.
Ray, my guy is Mills Logan. I've been using him since, I'd say it's been almost 20 years now. I don't do anything without him. We're talking to Emilio Palame. This is just fantastic. Music or film? Is there a time in your career when you really have to take one off to do the other?
Well, it's funny. I worked my whole life as a musician and only as a musician. I tried to start my acting career because I've always had a bug for it. I've always felt comfortable in front of people in that way, and that led me to really studying acting. But I wasn't able to do that until 2010. I tried to do it early in my career, in my late 20s and early 30s, but I was raising my family, and there was no way that I could turn down a recording session that I knew was going to pay to go on an audition that I could possibly get the role. So my agents and managers said, look, you got to pick between the two, because we can't be getting requests for you to audition and then you can't do it. So I put that on hold from that part of my life and just continued to be a successful musician in many different areas. I've done everything from play weddings and bar mitzvahs to playing at the Hollywood Bowl with Peggy Lee and touring the country with different bands. I've been to Japan many times playing with different acts over there. And I can tell you, you know, I always had the bug for acting. And when I got the gig to write the music for a television show on Nickelodeon with my son called Ned's Declassified School Survival Guide, we had no idea the show would be so successful, and when we got our first residual, when we got our first residual checks, we were like, "Whoa, this is kind of amazing!" And it allowed me, Steve, to stop having to take every single arranging gig or live concert or gig, and focus in on my acting career. So at that point, I could afford to, you know, starting an acting career is not cheap, because if you're going to really do it right, you've got to study. And I studied with some of the greatest acting coaches here in Los Angeles. At one point, I was doing four classes a week, and then I did the Groundlings Improv for two levels over the course of a couple of years. And I made it my business, just like I did as a musician, to study my craft, to study my art. And I did that as an actor, and it worked out for me. I started getting roles right away in a lot of different short films, and then some independent features, and then I was on General Hospital. It just started snowballing for me. But I was always working as a musician during that period of time also. I didn't give it up. But I was allowed to be a little bit more selective because of the residual income that I had from the television show. I never thought about, you know, being on the other side of the camera, but when The Knights of Swing came along with my friend Rollin Jacks, I started working on the music to that first in 2018, and then we produced and recorded and filmed that, most of that, this film, during COVID, which was very difficult. We all had to be tested every 72 hours. We all had to wear masks. Some of the scenes that we were doing were in sunny California here. It was 105 degrees out, and you've got a mask over your face for 12
hours. Oh, no, don't get me started. I know. I don't know how.
It's not easy.
No.
But, you know, we were really fortunate, really blessed that no one got COVID in our cast except for two of the background actors who actually never even got to set. So we were really blessed in that, from that standpoint. And so I co-directed the Knights of Swing. I orchestrated and arranged all the music. I star in it. I did the most of the casting. Of course, you know, I play the principal of the school in it, and I even play piano in the movie also. So it was a tour de force for me.
Yeah, no, you were busy. I'm Steve Azar with Emilio Palame, actor, world-class musician, world-class actor. Visit Mississippi.org is world-class as well. Check it out. We'll be right back.
I'm still trying to find my way.
Hey, folks, Steve Azar here, and our friends at Guaranty Bank are excited to announce they have a brand new website. Head on over to gbtonline.com to see their new look, smooth navigation, and interactive elements they know you'll love. They made this change to reflect the constantly improving technology at Guaranty Bank and showcase their story and community involvement. The new website will be user-friendly and give you a one-of-a-kind online banking experience. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
I'm Michael Cassidy. I've been honored to serve our country as a fighter pilot in the Navy. Now, I'm eager to continue that service as your next congressman. Just like President Trump, I believe in America first. That means auditing the 2020 election, ending vaccine mandates, and stopping illegal immigration. And on day one, I'll introduce articles of impeachment against Joe Biden for his gross incompetence in Afghanistan and along our southern border. I'm Michael Cassidy, Republican candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Hey, Michael Cassidy for Congress.
You mind your own business.
Mind my own business? What's that supposed to mean?
No, I was just thinking about all of the news of tax changes, insurance changes, regulations that are being passed down to business owners. I don't have the time to keep growing and to keep up with changing payroll regulations.
I know. It seems like all I do is handle employee-related problems.
You know, I hear PeopleLease can help.
How can they help?
PeopleLease can handle our payroll, taxes, employee benefits, and workers' compensation. They even offer an affordable and customizable 401k program and a 24/7 online human resources support center for all my HR needs.
Think of all the time we'll save letting PeopleLease handle our payroll and benefits administration. I'll be busy growing my business and letting PeopleLease take care of the rest.
Sounds like a good business plan with PeopleLease.
Let PeopleLease mind your business so you can mind your own business. Call now 601-987-3025. That's 601-987-3025. Or visit freepayrollquotes.com for your free quote.
Hi, this is Mark Shapley of M.M. Shapley Steakhouse. This past year, we were fortunate to see many new faces and reacquaint with old friends, and I believe I know why. Being from the Mississippi Delta, we learned how to entertain while creating a comfortable home environment, and that's M.M. Shapley's specialty. M.M. Shapley's is your place for award-winning steaks and homemade tamales. M.M. Shapley's, real, authentic, welcoming, fine dining. For reservations, visit mmshapleys.com or call 601-957-8000.
Hi, I'm David Frederick, owner of Frederick Sales and Service in Brandon. For more than 27 years, we've been selling and servicing Exmark mowers here in Central Mississippi. Whether you have a city lot, a country estate, or a large institutional property, Exmark has a mower to fit your needs. I invite you to come by and check out all of what Exmark and Frederick's has to offer. With special financing available, we have mowers in stock and ready for you. Frederick Sales and Service, the choice in outdoor equipment. Serving you since 1993.
Hey, I'm here with Alex Murray of Auto Innovation.
At Auto Innovation, we want to change your car buying experience. When you're in the market for a quality pre-owned vehicle, please come see us. We want to make friends, not just customers. All eligible vehicles are inspected by a Master Tech mechanic and come with a limited powertrain warranty on us. We are located on Highway 51 in Ridgeland. Come by and see us or check out our inventory online at autoinnovation.net. Let us change your car buying experience.
Auto Innovation, Highway 51 in Ridgeland.
I'm Kelly Bennett, and you're listening to Super Talk Mississippi News. Stores across the country, including in Mississippi, are dealing with a shortage of baby formula by limiting the amount a customer can buy at one time. Lawmakers are calling on the Biden administration and the FDA to take immediate action. The FDA is allowing a closed Michigan baby formula plant to distribute some products on a case-by-case basis. Some facilities are increasing production, but the results won't be seen for a couple of more weeks. Six students have been suspended from Gulfport Central Middle School after a gun was brought onto campus Wednesday. An eighth grader was removed from campus when officials learned he had brought a weapon to school. No one was hurt. The gun wasn't loaded, though the student, who is now charged with possession of a weapon by a student, also brought a clip. The other students were suspended because they were involved with filming a video with the weapon that was shared on social media.
Huntington's disease is fatal, and a genetic disease described as having ALS, Parkinson's, and Alzheimer's simultaneously. Join us in the fight against Huntington's disease at the inaugural Mississippi Team Hope Walk on Saturday, May 21st at 9 a.m. at Lakeshore Park in Brandon. To learn more, visit hdsa.org/THWMS. MTV is celebrating 40 years, and Grammy Museum Mississippi invites you to explore the history of this iconic exhibit. Take a trip back to the beginning with artifacts and interviews with four remaining MTV VJs. Enjoy memorabilia from Michael Jackson to Bon Jovi, with historical moments in MTV programming along with interactives and more. To learn more about the MTV Turns 40, I Still Want My MTV exhibit, and other monthly programs and events, visit GrammyMuseumMS.org.
Need some good news?
I've got good news.
Good things with Rebecca Turner. Your daily dose of good news.
News.
Good news.
This afternoon at 2 on Super Talk Mississippi.
Good news.
There's a ton of content from Super Talk Mississippi on our new YouTube channel. Just search Super Talk Mississippi on YouTube or go to supertalk.fm/YouTube. Be sure and subscribe for free to get the latest scoop on what's happening in Mississippi news, politics, sports, and the good things happening here in the state.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
So many absolutely stunning things to witness in Mississippi. Go to visitmississippi.org. You'll know what I'm talking about. I'm with Emilio Palame. Incredible career. It is prolific, to say the least, from the music stage and studio to the stage and theater, all the way through film and TV. He has done it all. Nights of Swing is his latest project on Vimeo on demand. That's how you get it. Visitmississippi.org is the place. Check it out. I love this because Nights of Swing to me sounds like, folks, you got to check it out when we get off today. But don't go just yet. Just hang in there. When it sounds like to me, it was the collision of everything artistically that made you who you are and who you are today, right?
Absolutely. You know, that's perfect, Steve. That's exactly right. I got to use all of my talents in this movie, acting, playing, directing, writing, because I co-wrote the screenplay with my co-director and the executive producer. It allowed me to use all the gifts that God's given me to be able to put that all together and express myself. And my whole goal with this movie and all of our whole team is to touch people's hearts and to, mm-hmm. to have them feel in a world today where there's so much rancor and there's so much divisiveness to show how the force of music and people understanding one another and trying to get outside of themselves and understand where someone else is coming from. And that's, it's powerful. It's a powerful message. And I think it's told nicely in this movie. It doesn't hit you over the head with it. There's a lot of subtleties in terms of how those things get resolved in the movie and they're presented. And I couldn't be more proud of the team of people that we had doing this. My co-director, David Guttel, our co-producer, Donald Nguyen, of course, the creator of The Night to Swing, Rollin Jacks, and my longtime friend, and all the actors and all the crew members. We were like a family with this movie. And I think doing it through COVID made it even more of a family because we really had to look out for one another.
Sure.
And it comes through in the movie. There's a camaraderie amongst the musicians and the kids and between Mr. Miller, Richard Neal, who plays our band director. He's almost like a father figure to these kids. And at one point in the movie, he says, you know, my character's name is Lou in the movie. He says, you know, Lou, he says, this band is more than just the music. It's almost like a refuge for these kids. It's almost like they're home. And I said, are you sure you're not talking about you? And he says, yeah, I think I'm talking about everybody because the band is doing that for all of us.
I just love it.
It's a really important part of the story of the Knights of Swing, which, by the way, is available on Vimeo on demand.
We'll say it one more time. I'm sorry. Vimeo on demand, right?
Yeah, Vimeo on demand. It's a new platform, and, sure. and it's great because the movie actually gets broadcast streamed in 4K, and the stereo sound quality is better than any of the streaming services that are out there. So we're really excited. We've just gotten so many great reviews and compliments of not only of the story and the music, because the story is really about the music, because there's 15 songs that these kids play with the big band that are in the movie, and a lot of the performances are so much a part of what the movie is about.
Right.
And but it looks great and it sounds great too, which I'm very pleased with the whole crew that we had in putting this together. Couldn't have done it without them.
Emilio Palame is my guest. We're rolling. I'm really enjoying this conversation. I appreciate you taking the time today, Emilio. You talk about Vimeo. First of all, for folks in our side of the business that understand it, Vimeo's always been one step ahead, you know, so quality-wise, always incredible. So Vimeo on demand, folks, Knights of Swing with a K, N-I-G-H-T-S. So you got to check it out. My son is in L.A. We've worked together. He's done my documentary even when he was younger. He was always back in the yard in Nashville and filming and was around great video directors growing up. But his first real feature comes out. One of the guys, Sherman Augustus, who's got a recurring role in Stranger Things now, is his lead. And he's gone through COVID and dealing with all this, and they're almost done. But I'm excited for him and all that. But getting to work with him has always been this incredible joy. I got to spend time on the basketball court with my middle son, who's now in med school, coaching him. That was equally as satisfying in its own way because they were all doing their thing. I got to get to cook in the kitchen with my daughter and with all our kids and my wife. We love to cook, but my daughter is studying food science now, and it's going to be her life. There's no doubt. And doing the things with your children that you know they're passionate about, right? So working with your son, you know, how gratifying was that?
Oh, it was fantastic. It was a lot of work. I mean, we did 11-minute episodes of Ned's Declassified School Survival Guide. That meant doing 22 minutes every
I love the title, by the way. That's a great title. That's a great title.
Yeah, the show is extremely popular, and it's still streaming now on Amazon and some of the other streaming services.
But it was Nickelodeon that launched.
But it was
right?
Nickelodeon, yeah. That's right.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah,
I just love that.
And spending that kind of time with my son, and my daughter's also a wonderful singer-songwriter. She has her album out on Spotify. And working with my two children was a really important learning experience for both of us, because we became closer as father-daughter, father-son, and I learned from them just as much as they learned from me.
Oh, for sure, for sure. You know, my son, Strack, a lot of times I'll send him a song in the one in L.A., and he goes, it's really good. You can be better, right? Like, oh, what? he puts me to this. Now, before I send him anything, I really work hard. You know, like, he's pushed me to this place that I didn't even know I had. And looking back, when I'd go in and as a young singer-songwriter in Nashville, I had my first publishing deals, and I was with guys that were like a Roger Murrah, who I wrote for, was songwriter of the decade for BMI, of the decade. So, you know, you walk in there, and you're just trying to make sure that, you know, your mouth's running ahead of your mind. You're just trying to make any sort of difference in the room when you're younger and all that. But you realize as you get older, he's learning from you, because the youth offers us not just their youth, but it's amazing what you can learn from them. And I've learned so much. So if you open your mind and not be stubborn as an artist to learning from the generation ahead of you and behind you, obviously, you know, the present, always you're working and learning from that, then you're just, it's never going to get old, and you're never going to quit getting better, right?
Absolutely. You know, that's really, you're very well put, Steve. I really enjoy listening to your sensibilities about music and about parenting and what you've accomplished in your career. And it's interesting, you know, we talk about quitting. I have two mantras that I've kept to in my life that have gotten me through my career. The first one is, when I was carting all my sound equipment around in the band front, my keyboard and my Fender Rhodes, playing with my big band around upstate New York and southern Canada, it got hard sometimes, and I would always say to myself, well, this must be where someone else quit. And that was my first mantra.
I love that.
Yeah. And then the next one, which I think is even more astute, I learned from my first acting manager, who helped me get a lot of my first roles in films and television. His name was Christopher Parker, and I say was because he tragically died 5 years ago in a car accident coming home from Coachella. Mm. He fell asleep at the wheel, and he was killed. It's unfortunate because he leaves a family behind that dearly loved him.
Yeah.
But one of the things that he always did, Steve, is at the end of every phone call, at the end of every email, and when we would go out and have some brunch together or whatever, he would always just look at me and say, Emilio, remember, trust the journey. And yeah. I can't tell you how many times during making The Night to Swing that we got to a place where, like, especially with COVID, it's like, well, how are we going to get this done? How are we going to do this? And it's going to rain today, or it's just so hot, you know, all of those things. And I would stop and say, trust the journey. And when you do that, when you really do trust the journey, you stop thinking about things that could go wrong, and you think about the way you can make things go right.
Yeah. Go to visitmississippi.org. Go to visitmississippi.org. Please do it for me. Check it out. It's outside your door. You're going to take your family on an incredible journey this weekend. Trust me. Emilio Palame is my guest today. World class at everything he does in the arts. Appreciate you tuning in to In a Mississippi Minute on Super Talk. Our friends at Guaranty Bank are excited to announce they have a brand new website. Head on over to gbtonline.com to see their new look, smooth navigation, and interactive elements they know you'll love. They made this change to reflect the constantly improving technology at Guaranty Bank and showcase their story and community involvement. The new website will be user-friendly and give you a one-of-a-kind online banking experience. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
You can now watch Super Talk Mississippi on your YouTube, Roku, and on Amazon Fire devices. Plus, you can now watch Super Talk TV live on CSpire TV Channel 70. Just go to supertalk.fm/connect to find out more.
From luxury hotels to homeowners, Bath Fitter in Ridgeland will exceed your expectations. Your beautiful new bath and shower are made with the same high-quality materials used in luxury hotels and installed in as little as one day. Bath Fitter in Ridgeland will provide the bath or shower custom designed you've always wanted with no heavy demo or weeks without your bath area. Visit bathfitter.com where you can design your own bath area and book your free in-home or virtual consultation. Bath Fitter.
This is Michael Cassidy. I've spent my career as a fighter pilot in the Navy, and now I'm running for Congress in the Republican primary here in Mississippi's 3rd District. Our district represents the best of America. We're pro-life, pro-American, and pro-Trump. But Congressman Guest has not upheld these principles. Congressman Guest voted to give $1.1 billion of your taxpayer dollars to Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest abortion provider. He's voted to bring in an unlimited number of foreign workers that take our jobs and suppress our wages. And he was one of the few Republicans to join Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats in voting for the January 6th Commission. Unlike Guest, I oppose sending even one penny of your money to Planned Parenthood. I support securing our border, limiting foreign worker visas, a moratorium on legal immigration, and banning foreign ownership of U.S. land. I'll fight to fix our country's broken election system and get President Trump back in the White House in 2024. I'm Michael Cassidy, a pro-Trump, America First Republican running for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Michael Cassidy for Congress.
Be sure and check out the newly remodeled Basil's in Fondren, where you get simple food done well. And don't forget to drop by Basil's Fountain View at the Renaissance. Go to eatbasils.com for online ordering for both locations. That's Basil's.
Research shows moving is one of life's most stressful events. But thanks to Two Men and a Truck Ridgeland, it doesn't have to be. We have everything you need. A professional team who will customize your move, a schedule to fit your convenience Monday through Saturday, and all of the necessary moving supplies, including free padding and stretch wrap to protect your belongings. Don't stress. Let Two Men and a Truck handle your home or business moving needs. Visit twomenandatruck.com for a free, no-obligation estimate.
Be sure to tune in every Saturday morning from 10 until noon for The Handyman Show. Brought to you locally in part by Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions. Protecting your home from structural damage, cracks, humidity, mold, and more. That's Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions of Mississippi.
Are the trees and shrubs running your yard instead of you? Let the tree professionals at Baroni's Tree Pros take out your problem limb by limb. Baroni's Tree Pros is your complete tree, shrub, and stump removal service. No job is too big for the tree professionals at Baroni's Tree Pros. And with our superior cleanup, you can't go wrong. Baroni's Tree Pros, 601-345-8090. 601-345-8090. That's 601-345-8090. Or online at baronistreepros.com. That's baronistreepros.com.
Pine Grove Behavioral Health understands that lasting recovery and healing begins at the roots of who we are. Transformation is deeply woven into the core of each individual through broad-reaching treatment options. As a result, we have gained a reputation as one of the nation's most comprehensive treatment campuses, drawing an expertise and multiple whole-life treatment programs to effectively address the real complexities of life and addiction. Call 1-888-574-HOPE or visit pinegrovetreatment.com for more information. One place, many solutions.
Hey, it's Richard Cross from Sports Talk Mississippi. Here's your invitation to join us every Friday at 5:20 for Food Fridays presented by Polk's. In the South, warm weather means more time with family and friends. Whether you're headed to the ballpark, the beach, or just the backyard, be sure you're packing Polk's meat products. Grab a package of original, garlic and green onion, or my favorite, the Cajun smoked sausage. When Polk's is on the menu, you're always a winner. Wherever you are, whoever you're with this spring and summer, remember, picky people pick Polk's.
Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Steve Azar with Emilio Palame, actor, world-class musician, world-class actor. Visit Mississippi.org is world-class as well. Check it out. Talk about a journey, and you're talking about trusting it. You also have to, you know, the cliche you hear from at least my parents, you got to enjoy this journey. I said, well, what are you telling me to enjoy? I want the end. I want to get there. But you know what the crazy thing is? When you get there, either you're so exhausted and you know there's so much left to do. I talk about this a lot. So sorry, listeners out there. I love you guys. Hang in with me. But it's the truth. It brings up a very important point. The celebration ain't never what you think it is. Because there's not much of it, you know. I mean, so you're sort of just exhausted, but you're right. The ride there, the enjoyment of it, no matter how complicated, the story will always be how you got there. Not, oh, I got there. I won, I got the Academy Award. I won the Grammy. I won Song of the Year. My movie just won, Actor of the Year. Whatever it is in your life, I became CEO of this company. It's the journey. You just don't say I'm CEO of a company or I just won the Super Bowl, right, or NBA championship or the World Series. It's the journey there. It's all of that October, and November and getting to now that it's on me. I think they're playing baseball in December. Who knows? But you know how the seasons are. But the bottom line is, you crave that. So it's the journey there. And I think that's important for me to hear that today, because I guarantee there's something that I wasn't going to do that. Now, you say one thing that's important. So tell me that first saying again about the road. That was awesome. I've never heard that. Somebody quit?
Yeah, what I always said to myself when it got difficult, and I'd be exhausted in the summer humidity of Buffalo, New York, or the cold winter up there, I would say to myself, this must be where someone else quit.
That's it. That's awesome. We have to document. That has to be, that's got to be bigger than just what you just said on the radio show or what's been creeping in your mind all these years. You got to do something with that because that's very, very prophetic. Also, you said something earlier and I want to touch base on. How many of you folks do we know in our business that didn't play a wedding, a bar mitzvah, a fraternity house, a sorority house, a bar, a church? How many of them played that, let's say that, and also played the Hollywood Bowl, Madison Square Garden, the LA Forum? You can't get to the LA Forum or the Hollywood Bowl or the Boston Garden without doing that. You do it. That's what we do. The garage. Yep. And it's just the journey. And you talk about looking back. I mean, a book would be pretty boring if you just went to the end. So, you know, like you said, the process is very important. Okay, Knights of Swing is it. That's your current project. That's your latest. It's on Vimeo on demand. You guys got to check out Emilio. What else is in tap? You know, what are you looking at? Did you take a little break after the film, a recharge, and what are you doing now?
Well, actually, we're starting pre-production. We just had our first meeting yesterday. Even though I'm in the throes of the social media management of the Knights of Swing and working on another audio project, that I've been working on for simultaneously. We're starting the pre-production on a musical, a 70s musical that we're going to hopefully get filmed by the beginning of next year. But my co-director and I started working on the script yesterday and thinking about locations and actors and actresses that we want to pull together. It's the story of a single mom who's in trouble financially, and it's a very... a very fun story. It has its ups and downs. It has some beautiful songs in it. Also co-composed by our executive producer, Roland Jackson, myself. So it'll be the second film that I'd be directing and producing with Roland Jackson and with David Guttel, my co-director and co-writer. So I don't stop, Steve.
There's no chance you stop. You're a triplet, and I know that because the other two are working just as hard as you are. There's no way. I wish I had a twin or a triplet, but my wife definitely doesn't. I can tell you that because I can only take so much of me. I always make the joke, I can go on the road and you can be away from me, but no matter what I do, I'm always with me, and I even need a break.
Hilarious.
Well, I can't.
Great that you mentioned
your wife.
Just one last thing. I want to mention my wife because we've been together for almost 40 years, and
awesome.
I can tell you that I would not be where I am without her steadiness and without her understanding of what it takes to do what we do in this business.
Spot on. I have the same thing. We're closing in on 33 years, and there's no way on earth. I know I wouldn't be as humble, although my parents did a great job, I feel, of setting me up. But I think I would have gone away if I wouldn't have met the one, you know what I mean? And she's dealt with the whole circus of it all and the roller coaster of it all, the lows and the highs, and there's no way. I mean, she keeps me extremely grounded, I feel, and which allows me to stay in touch and stay creative and make a difference. So I agree with you. Kudos to our brides. We got to get together. We'll break bread in California or Mississippi. I'd rather have you in Mississippi, you guys, sometime. So maybe that'll happen. Emilio Palame, incredible career you've had. Thank you for spending a Mississippi Minute with me. Knights of Swing, Vimeo on demand. Check it out. Also check out visitmississippi.org. Emilio is all about that. I can tell you that because his life has been the arts. Mississippi celebrates it as good as any. Later on.
Amen to that.
I'm Steve Azar. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. Where you can take your sweet time.
You can now watch Super Talk Mississippi on your YouTube, Roku, and on Amazon Fire devices. Plus, you can now watch Super Talk TV live on C Spire TV, Channel 70. Just go to supertalk.fm/connect to find out more.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.